Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Beth McCormick. Sister Beth is a member of the Dominican Sisters of Hope and lives in Croton on Hudson, New York. Her preaching is entitled, The Will of God.
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. While Jesus was speaking to the crowds, his mother and his brothers appeared outside, wishing to speak with him. Someone told him, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside asking to speak with you." But he said in reply to the one who told him, "Who is my mother? Who are my brothers?" And stretching out his hand toward his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my heavenly Father is my brother and sister and mother." The Gospel of the Lord. What if we were to hear this gospel passage from Mary's point of view? What might she say to us about the words and actions here of her son? She might first admonish us not to be unduly distracted by what some have said sounds like a snub or even a rejection of her, a minimizing of her importance in his life when Jesus questions, "Who is my mother?" And then she might simply say, "Do as he tells you," as she said to the servants at the wedding feast of Cana. So secure was Mary in her deep knowing of their mutual love and care for each other, having grown into the wisdom that rooted her heart and mind ever more profoundly in the truth that for Jesus, his relation to the Father transcended all other relationships, including with her. She would tell us to listen to him and to do as he tells us, all who would be disciples. Do the will of my heavenly Father, Jesus says. Thereby you will enter the extraordinary intimacy of family members with me, sister, brother, mother. So Jesus is clear. Any bond of kinship with him is forged only when we share his single-minded purpose to do the will of his Father. And how do we know this will of the Heavenly Father? I remember once when I was teaching in the college, one of the students exclaiming, "How in the world can I know what God wants? I can't even figure out what I want." Well, first of all, it's not exactly a matter of figuring out. More like growing into a way of being, a way of living, the way of discernment, which is fundamentally about a habit of the heart. Practicing reflecting on my experience of God in my prosaic everyday life. The glimmers and glimpses, the surprises, the lights, as it were, that come to me when I'm merely mulling over the realities around me in what I do, what I see, what I read, what I hear. It's what Kathleen Norris has called the quotidian mysteries. Trying always to be open to big and small instances of love and truth or their absence, knowing that the God who said through Jesus, "I have come that you might have life in abundance," will be in all that is truly life-giving for me. Frequent prayer helps, especially with the scriptures. Association with hopeful, God-centered, wise people helps. Honesty with myself helps a lot. Silence helps. Mostly, there is love to help, to guide us. The love that desires that we be sister, brother, mother to him, to others, and to all of creation. Mary would remind us too, I think, to remember the family part. As the letter to the Ephesians reminds us, you are part of the household of God. In Christ, you are being built into a house where God lives in the Spirit. Wherever Mary is a part of a gospel story, her singular posture is that of pointing to her beloved Son, repeating always, "Do as he tells you." Whatever it takes. Her perspective in this passage and everywhere else would be, I think, akin to the poet Jessica Powers, who wrote this: "Time has one song alone. If you are heedful and concentrate on sound with all your soul, you may hear the song of the beautiful will of God."